Okay, everybody. So, welcome to the November Reiki Reju. So, the topic for the day we were thinking about, and really, I was just describing to the group that I've had this perfect storm happen over the last couple of days, and I thought this is just the perfect theme. And this idea that when we come into the personal growth field, and often with Reiki as well. So as I was saying to the group, I've got a Reiki one class going on at the moment, and we were having this discussion around, well, and the student, bless her, so authentic and honest. It's kind of like, well, if I do Reiki, what I want out of Reiki is I'm going to do my Reiki, and then I'm going to fill up, and then I'm going to understand myself, I'm going to find myself, and then I'm going to know. And I'm going to know what to do. I'm going to know what direction. I'm going to know my life purpose. I'm going to know all this stuff. And as devastating as it was for me to say to her, it's like, no, actually doesn't work like that. That is not the purpose of knowing yourself. The purpose of knowing yourself is to realize more and more and more that this very moment and this everything we are in at this very moment is the perfect place to be. And when I use the term perfect for the ego or the mind, the thinking mind, it goes, oh, I'm perfect looks like this. I'm perfect looks like that. Like perfect looks like I'm sitting on a beach somewhere with a pina colada. You know, we have these descriptions in our mind of what perfect means. But perfect just means that this here, right now, this whatever is going on is exactly what is meant to be going on. And so the resistance is that tension between what is actually going on and what in our minds we have decided should be going on. And I know I keep saying this, and it's one of these things that when we first start our personal journey, we kind of think, oh yeah, I can get more of the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff, right? And then as we do more and more Reiki, we kind of realize, oh, actually it doesn't really work like that. It's more about coming into acceptance of what's going on. And we get better and better and better at that, I think. And so there is more and more flow in life, in a sense. We get more satisfied with what we've got. And even though sometimes it can be really challenging, we can often be quite okay with that. We can be accepting of that. But I was noticing, and this was what was making me laugh. So, I mean, I've been working on this, what, 30 years already. And this week, there's been some very difficult things going on in my day job. And to the point where I was going through what I guess you would call a mind storm. You know, when you get in. So on Friday night, I was lying there and I wasn't sleeping, and I was just like, rah, and my mind's like, rah. I'm just lying there like, oh my God. And I think luckily, I feel lucky actually that I don't get those very often. So when they do come up, I'm like, oh, this. But what was interesting was when it came up, my immediate response was, this shouldn't be happening. There's something wrong. There's something wrong that I can't control my mind and I can't control my thoughts. I should be able to go to sleep at will, and I should be able to, with my many years of experience, you know, but I couldn't. I mean, the fact of the matter was, I couldn't, and I slept very badly. And then the same thing happened last night. So there's two nights in a row. But it was really weird because last night I was like, oh my God, here we go again. And then there was just this understanding that, oh, hang on a minute, this is part of the resistance. So I'm sitting here saying, well, you get more and more accepting, and this is all there is, and this is what it is, and that's the trick, if you like. That's the whole purpose of lifing, trying to word this accurately, is to just simply be in the moment. And so whatever is occurring in that moment is clearly what is occurring in that moment. And so in that sense, what should be happening? because what should be happening is what actually is happening, right? That's just the two things. So the whole idea of personal growth is you bring those two things closer and closer together so that then you have this deep feeling of, if this is happening, it's because it should be happening. And then there's no conflict. And it was remarkable. Like, I was just like, oh God, yeah, there's that little thing. Again, I'm still trying to think, no, this is wrong. I'm resisting this. This shouldn't be happening like this. And in that insight, the thought storm continued, didn't go anywhere because that was what was actually happening, right? But I was just like, oh, okay. And then there was this whole different energy around it because I wasn't trying to stop it and I wasn't trying to make it go away. And I was just like, oh yeah, okay. I really trust my mind. I trust my mind is churning because it needs to churn and it's trying to figure something out and it's going to figure it out in its own time. And if that means another 2, 3, 4, 10 nights of not sleeping, then so be it. And so I still didn't sleep well last night either, but there was just this much deeper acceptance or understanding that it was exactly what it was. And so I bring that up because I think that it might be quite common, you know, in terms of we clear away the, okay, so I know that if I'm in the present moment, then bad things still happen to me, right? So we kind of get that and we're like, oh, all right, it's not really the fairy tale that I wanted it to be, and it's not really all going to be good days, and it's not. So we kind of accept the fact that we're going to have ups and downs and challenges and things like this. But then the next step, and again, some of you guys might have clocked this well before me, but it's like, but then the next step is when you're in the middle of something like a thought storm or an anxiety attack or panic attack or really unpleasant emotional response that's happening in your body, it's the next level of going, oh, yes, and my body is sorting this out, right? My mind is sorting this out. Whatever it's doing because it needs to do it. And so then my authentic self, my conscious self, my presence, I don't know, my spirit, whatever you want to call it, is just allowing that. So I don't know if that makes sense, but it's almost just like for me, it was just the next insight of, oh, and it really did make a difference. You know, it was amazing. If I think about Friday, where I was like, why can't I stop this? And I was doing all these techniques. I was doing all my CBT techniques. I'm like, okay, think about this, think about that. Do your Reiki, do your meditation. And I was just like, ah. And of course, it didn't make any difference compared to last night, which was just, it was happening. And there was almost like this curiosity, which was, oh, I wonder what the result will be from all of this. So the mind changed. And remarkably, this morning when I was journaling, I had a whole bunch of insight come in. I don't know whether it was related to me just really letting go or not. I've no idea. Maybe it would have happened anyway, even if I was resisting it all last night as well. But something just dropped in and it was like, oh. And then my mind just went quiet again and it was done. And I'm like, oh, that's the solution. It was really weird. And I think that would have happened whether or not I got the insight or not got the insight or whatever. Don't think it mattered, but it's just to put that example out there, because I think oftentimes we still carry these very, very unconscious beliefs that something is wrong. And so it's really looking at that deeper and deeper and deeper as we go on in our own personal journeys. Every time we feel that something's gone wrong, I shouldn't be thinking like this. I shouldn't be feeling like this. I shouldn't be acting in this way. Like if we so-called misbehave, or if we behave in a way that maybe with hindsight we would think, well, if I was a bit more settled, I probably wouldn't have reacted like that. But I think all of these responses that the body is going through and the mind is going through and our emotional bodies are going through are really actually productive in ways that we don't see. So if we really take the whole thing as, this is meant to be happening, like I'm meant to be acting out, I'm meant to be mindstorming, I'm meant to be like yelling at someone if that's what's happening. That's not to condone it. Okay, so I'm not saying just go ahead and behave badly, but it's almost like just assuming that there is some kind of flow and some kind of deeper inner wisdom that's going on that we may or may not understand at that time. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there because it's been a really weird couple of days with a lot of, it's just been a really interesting experience for me. And maybe it's something that you guys could consider next time you're in some kind of loop that makes you feel uncomfortable or makes you feel that it shouldn't be like this. And just play around with it. So I thought for the Reiki meditation, what we could do is just maybe lightly bring up something that perhaps we're finding a bit difficult and challenging at the moment, something that's in our behavior or something that's in our reactivity that we kind of wish wasn't there, and just see if we can sit with it and bring a little bit more acceptance. And if there's nothing at the moment, great. Just follow along and see what comes up. And then maybe just kind of tag this for when there is something going on. And then it gives you maybe a deeper insight to that. Before we go on, are there any questions or thoughts about that? Okay.
That mindstorm thing has been happening to me recently as well. So that is kind of interesting.
Interesting. And how have you been? Do you resonate with what I'm saying, or do you have a different take on it?
No, I think that sounds good. Sometimes I would think like this shouldn't be happening, with all the meditation and stuff I do, and I try to use like Reiki stuff and things, but I think in the end you just have to let it pass sometimes. And yesterday night was a bit better, was definitely better.
Yeah, interesting,
But
isn't it?
so I think not this. I don't think you really have to do too much Reiki stuff and different techniques and stuff.
Yeah. Well, what I came to was actually it's fine to be doing all that stuff as well. So I noticed that my preference was to not have a mind storm. That was my preference. And my preference was to go to sleep. And so I was trying all these techniques and they weren't working. And that's not to say that me trying all the techniques was wrong either. You know what I mean? It's like it was almost like I was watching myself trying to manage something that in the end, by the second night, I was like, you know what? This is not for me to manage. And it was just, so I was doing my Reiki, I was doing all the usual stuff, but I didn't have the overlay of why isn't this working? Or like you say, I should be able to manage this because I've been meditating for 30 years. It's like, what the hell is the matter with me? So there was none of that. It was like, well, I'm just gonna do what I know to do. And the mind storm, it was like a deeper understanding of this mind storm is meant to be happening. Right. And that just, in me anyway, it just relaxed something. Like it relaxed the resistance that I was feeling to this whole experience.
Think that makes sense. Yesterday I used just a very simple Reiki technique, but I wasn't too attached with what was going on. I just let the mind do what it's got to do and just did stayed in the moment the best I could. And I think that probably helped me get to sleep quicker.
Yeah, it's just interesting to experiment with, isn't it? Like, I think we all have to come to our own understanding of what that inner life is. When we talk about really coming in to know thyself, as it were, what that really is, and that deeper understanding of the word acceptance, or some people would say surrender to what is. And I think for me, what I'm constantly surprised about is you think you've released one layer and then there's the next one. There's the next one. And it's like our whole life is just like so managed and controlled by that overlay that says this shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't be like this. I should be different. I should be better. And if we can have curiosity around the overlay, not the actual experiences, but the overlay, I think there's something really juicy about that because that is something that you can shine a light at and go, oh, actually that's not necessary. That whole thing about what should and shouldn't be happening is completely irrelevant to what actually is happening. And for me, it just creates a lot of release, like a lot of freedom. It's just kind of like, oh God, I don't have to bully myself about that. It's like, this is what's happening. And it doesn't matter how esteemed I am at my Reiki and my meditation practice, right? It's just, this is what's happening. And yeah, it was just really interesting for me that when I just let go of that, something relaxed and it felt better. And clearly you had the similar experience, so it's really interesting, right?
And I think one thing, Elaine, you mentioned that really resonates with me, and is also something I am trying to grapple with, is that because I also went through this mind storm quite a fair bit when I'm progressing through the Reiki layers, the different stages, and I kept asking myself, what's wrong with me? I should be better. I shouldn't be, going through this. At certain, I think in the recent months, it has actually became more and more intense. But I think one thing you mentioned was to trust my own mind, trust my own body, that it might need to go through this to sort it out, to actually maybe in a way, even though I don't feel like I needed a solution, I'm just fighting against, resisting against this whole mind storm, but my body needed to go through this to somehow come to terms or to somehow find a solution. And I do say through certain certain mind storms, which I didn't ask to put myself through, it does actually give me some insights at the end to how to deal with the situation when it happens next time. So I think the key thing is really to trust my mind, to trust my body. It's not the most pleasant thing to go through, but actually it does know that something has to be done, and then hence the mind storm to actually give me more insights to actually let me know how to handle certain things better next time. Yeah.
Right. And
So I shouldn't be like controlling myself, telling myself I shouldn't be going through this, and restrain myself, sort of things. Yeah.
exactly right. And I think it's, and that's just such a beautiful insight, isn't it? It's just kind of like, oh, I can, and I think there's still a balance as well between like,
Yeah.
doing that and then indulging in
Yes.
it. Because I've also seen
Yes.
people indulge in that kind of thing and they just get really stuck in it for ages and ages, which is why I was kind of saying that also, I think when we notice we're trying to do other techniques, do our Reiki, stop, start to notice our thought, all that kind of thing. I think that's also part of the process, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So fun. So shall we do a little bit of a Reiki meditation and just see what we get with this? Let's just play. Come together as a group. So we're going to bring our hands into Gassho prayer pose, bring it towards our heart center, and then just starting to take a couple of breaths, just bringing ourselves inwards, settling the body. Noticing the feet on the floor, connected with the floor, and then just allowing that connection, whether it's imagined or you imagine little threads or a channel of energy down through the feet into the floor, into the earth. So you feel nice and grounded through the feet. And then bringing attention up into the crown chakra, right at the top of the head. Imagining our beautiful thousand-petaled lotus very gently opening and calling in the Reiki attunement or the Reju, the blessing. Breathing in that energy down through the crown into the heart center. And with every out-breath, we bring that energy down through the arms into our hands and our fingers. Activating the Reiki within us. And then very gently bringing your hands anywhere on the body. Placing the palms down so that you can feel the Reiki, whether it's coming into your thighs or your belly or wherever else your hands are. Taking a couple of moments just to tune into that Reiki coming in. Perhaps the hands feel tingly or hot, or the body. And you start to notice that beautiful Reiki flow throughout the body. Every exhale, relaxing the body. Every inhale, pulling in the energy. Almost as if you're inhaling Reiki, exhaling any tension in the body. And just checking down through the body, relaxing around the face, the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw, down into the shoulders, all the way down the arms. Relaxing into the elbows, the forearms, the hands, fingers. And as you breathe into the tummy and the chest, every exhale, softening the tummy, relaxing down through the back, into the buttocks, all the way down the legs, relaxing the knees. All the way down to the feet. And then just noticing the body. And just noticing if there are any areas of tension. And maybe as you notice the tension, it relaxes by itself. And maybe it doesn't. And just practicing this idea of allowing whatever tension is there to be there. And noticing if it relaxes by itself or not. And not putting any overlay of thought. Just letting it be exactly as it is. And then noticing the thoughts in your mind. Perhaps a whole jumble of different things. Perhaps just one or two. If you have a few challenging things going on in your life, you might notice that there's almost this background of thinking going on, that part of the brain that is mulling things over. And you might notice that there is a certain tension or holding. Or perhaps if you don't have an inner thought process at the moment, not really much challenges going on. You might notice an outside noise. Perhaps something in the background or in your environment that doesn't sit quite right with you. And again, just noticing what happens when you let go of the thought that something shouldn't be happening. And just allowing that irritation to be there exactly as it is. Whether it's a tension in the body or a pain. whether it's a series of thoughts in the mind, whether it's an external circumstance, just noticing that part of you that is not involved in that, the one that's observing. And when you're observing without the need for it to be different, without expectation or judgment, you're simply observing whatever is happening exactly as it is happening. Seeing if that changes anything or softens anything. You can try this process on thought storms, on irritating outside noises, even on relationships that you find challenging. Simply trusting that everything is unfolding and happening exactly as it should be. Because the shoulds and the reality are one and the same thing. It should be happening because it is happening. And just noticing what that sentence does to the body, whether it relaxes it, or whether there's more resistance. It should be happening. Because it is happening. And if you notice a relaxation or even a relief, just being with that feeling. And if you're noticing a tightness or a resistance, and also just allowing that to be there. Because whatever is happening should be happening. And with every inhale, continuing to bring in the Reiki, allowing it to infuse every cell of your body. And also allowing it to cocoon around you all through the aura, like a big bubble. And with every exhale, you can simply ask for more acceptance, more surrender, noticing resistance, and allowing whatever is there to be there. Just keep dropping deeper into relaxation, into the Reiki healing. Connecting gently with your feet. Just noticing your connection into the ground. With every breath, you're just allowing the Reiki to expand through your body. Deepening your breath. Wiggling your fingers and toes. Giving yourself a little wiggle and a stretch. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.